So, Rick, I don't think he is a household name. Who is J.B. Pritzker?
Well, J.B. Pritzker is a member of the Pritzker family, and they're the heirs to the Pritzker family's Hyatt Hotel fortune. That's where they made their money, and they have a great deal of wealth. I mean, there's Pritzker himself is one of 11 billionaire Pritzker family members, according to Forbes, okay? But aside from that, Pritzker has also been very active in Democratic politics. He's been very active in the Chicago business community. He's been big lately into entrepreneurship, the high-tech startup 1871. He's a very influential force behind that. But he always has had an interest in politics.
You mentioned wealthier than Bruce Rauner.
Even wealthier than Bruce Rauner. And maybe that might be what we can ascribe this early salvo from Rauner's Republican Party with the robocalls that are taking on Pritzker, trying to align him to not only Mike Madigan, which of course is the GOP meme as it has been for months, but also trying to link him to disgraced and imprisoned former Governor Rod Blagojevich.
Well, tell us a little more about this robocall that went out. Maybe it caught some people by surprise. What did it say, and what's been the reaction to it?
Well, what the robocall basically says is that J.B. Pritzker wants to run for governor, but how well do we really know Pritzker? We know that political boss Mike Madigan likes Pritzker and his billion-dollar fortune as much as disgraced and imprisoned Governor Rod Blagojevich did. And that's kind of the lead-off. And then it's a very slickly done, almost like a radio ad kind of thing. It runs for a minute. And the call features a portion of an FBI recording from Blagojevich's corruption trial where he's speaking to a confidant, and this is part of that plotting to try to find a way to leverage the Barack Obama Illinois Senate seat vacancy appointment into something helpful to Blagojevich. And Blagojevich says that J.B. Pritzker had shown an interest in taking the job, and Blagojevich talking about maybe ways that he could leverage $10 million, $15 million for a social advocacy group out of J.B. Pritzker if he were appointed to the U.S. Senate. Now, this robocall, it's only Blagojevich in it, and already Pritzker's people are saying, you know, this must be a sign of desperation if the Republicans are already looking at the crazy rantings, is their words, of Rod Blagojevich. Now, you know, what's so unique about this is, one, you know, look at the timing. We're right in the middle of the holidays, and I'm not sure that people are expecting to be hit with political robocalls just a month after a very contentious series of legislative elections around the state, let alone the controversial nature of a Republican presidential campaign. So you've got the timing of this, plus, you know, we're just less than 2 years away from Election Day 2018 for the governor's race. And Pritzker himself is not a declared candidate. He is looking at it, as are several others. But you have to wonder if the fact that Governor Rauner, who basically funds and controls the Republican Party, if Team Rauner basically fears Pritzker in part because of Pritzker's great wealth.
Going back to that robocall, is there any evidence that Pritzker, you know, had ties to Blagojevich and was involved with him when he was governor?
Well, I think it's more in the traditional way that you have with these people who are heavy funders. And Pritzker and his wife, MK, they gave more than $100,000 to Blagojevich's campaigns for governor. You know, but when you look at the landscape, J.B. Pritzker is always on the list of, you know, major Democratic donors. And let's not forget, his sister is the U.S. Commerce Secretary in the Obama administration. And Penny Pritzker was a very big bundler for not only Obama's presidential campaigns, but also for Hillary Clinton's campaign.
We are talking with Rick Pearson. He's political reporter for the Chicago Tribune. We're talking about J.B. Pritzker. His name has surfaced as a potential candidate for governor as a Democrat in a couple of years and already coming under some attack from Republicans, even though we're that far away from the election. I've heard this about Bruce Rauner from some folks. They say, you know, somebody that wealthy, they could do a lot of different things. They certainly can influence policy and get access to politicians. Why would they want the job? Why would they want to get actually in the political arena as a candidate? Any idea why Pritzker would?
Well, you have a couple of things. And I should point out, J.B. Pritzker did run back in 1998 for an open Democratic congressional seat on the North Shore and lost in a three-way primary. A proof, once again, that perhaps money isn't everything when it comes to politics. But, you know, you look at a growing frustration about what's going on here in Illinois, and of course we've seen it framed up as either blame the governor or blame House Speaker Michael Madigan on the Democratic side. But I think the frustration is even more palpable that it's just a frustration that nothing is working. And so, you know, you have people considering a race saying, hey, I think maybe I can break the stalemate and get Illinois moving again. You also have the fact, you know, with a number of wealthy candidates, there's no shortage of ego as part of this as well. And that, you know, despite being maybe ranked on the Forbes list of the richest, most 400 Americans in the country, you know, as a governor, you're only one of 50 people. And there's a certain kind of cachet to that.
Well, you mentioned the robocall. Some people thought that, you know, very early, maybe it shows some sign of desperation a bit on the Rauner side. From what you've heard, you talk to a lot of folks who are close to both parties. Have you heard that the Rauner people feel that they are vulnerable going into an election 2 years from now, especially with the problems with getting a budget or pretty much anything else accomplished at this time?
Well, the Rauner people won't admit that there's any kind of fear here, and that, you know, that they're confident in it. As again, we've seen their framing up of this is that of the impasse is that it's all Mike Madigan's fault. It's all the Democrats' fault. And that's, you know, that's just going to be the campaign from here and through 2018. But certainly, one, you have the issue of wealth. That's of a Pritzker or even Chris Kennedy, obviously a relation to the Kennedy family. And so there is some kind of fear there. There's also the question, you know, why do you start so early? And in talking to Chris Mooney from the Institute of Government and Public Affairs at the University of Illinois, yeah, I mean, what I thought was a very telling quote was that, you know, under the normal way of the game, spending money this early for the 2018 race when nobody's focused, nobody's paying attention, some people might say it's a big waste of money. But as Mooney said, quote, but it's only a waste of money if money matters to you, unquote. And so that any little bit of a benefit, you know, any little bit of benefit works if money is not a factor. And we all know, coming from the Republican side for Bruce Rauner's reelection, money is not going to be a factor.
And your story also went on to say how it could have an effect on those others who might be considering jumping into the ring, that they could see that, hey, Rauner means business here. They're going to come after you very early and very hard.
Yeah, I mean, I think in some respects this could be viewed as a political equivalent to a high brushback pitch. And trying to get people that were considering wanting to swing away at the plate to step back and go back to the dugout. I think that's a factor. The fact too that it's a, you know, it's a negative blast right out of the blocks too. Nothing. This is not going to be genteel. Not that we have, you know, calm Illinois politics ever, but this is kind of a sign of what the nature of those campaigns are going to be in 2018. And there's also a question too, though, is this the kind of thing you go after J.B. Pritzker, who hasn't committed to doing anything, and is it kind of waving a red cape in front of a bull and drawing somebody into the race? I mean, there's all kinds of factors here that have to be considered.
That's Rick Pearson. He's a political reporter for the Chicago Tribune. Rick, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Sean.